this breakthrough.
Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and enjoy those features. You can actually create the content on the site as well. So all of the items that you see as you scroll down the front page are there because a listener like you, and maybe it was you, took the time to put them there. And the way they got there was you submit things to the site, if you would like. If you find something online you want to share with our listeners, submit it as show prep. It can then be voted upon, and if it receives enough votes, it will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So in order to help things make it to the front page, or prevent things from making it to the front page, you may vote up or down on each item. And you can go to the upcoming stories page. Just click upcoming stories from the front page of the site, and that'll take you to the page where all of the latest items are that people have submitted to the site. So then vote on those there, and you can help some of them get promoted to the front page. And, of course, yours will be voted on as well if you submit them. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Coming up, the California cities that are planning to seize your mortgage, perhaps, depending. And then, what are they going to do once they seize the mortgage? I'll explain. According to FoxNews.com, in the foreclosure-battered inland stretches of California, local government officials desperate for change are weighing a controversial but inventive way to fix troubled mortgages. Condemn them. Officials from San Bernardino County and two of its cities have formed a local agency to consider the plan.
This is terrible.
The securities industry has been quick to register its displeasure and say it will only make loans harder to get. Discussion of the idea is taking place in one of the epicenters of the housing crisis, a working-class region east of L.A., where housing prices have plummeted. Last week brought another sharp reminder of the crisis when the 210,000-strong city of San Bernardino, struggling after shrunken home prices walloped local tax revenues, announced it would seek bankruptcy protection. Now, amid skepticism on many fronts, officials from the surrounding county of San Bernardino and cities of Fontana and Ontario have created a joint powers authority to consider what role local governments could take to stem the crisis. The goal is to keep homeowners saddled by large mortgage payments from losing their homes, which are now valued at a fraction of what they were once worth. According to a county bureaucrat spokesperson, he says, "We just have too much pain and misery in this county to call off a public discussion like this." The idea was broached by a group of West Coast financiers who suggest using the power of eminent domain, which lets the government seize private property for public purpose. In this case, the scheme would be to condemn troubled mortgages so they could then seize them. The borrowers would then be helped into mortgages with significantly lower monthly payments. So do you see what they're doing?
And yes. Live in a condemned house.
No, the house isn't condemned.
Well, they could uncondemn it later.
The mortgage is condemned.
Well, no, I think they're condemning the property so they can then seize it.
I don't think so.
That sounds like... Wait.
How do you condemn a mortgage?
How does any intellectual property exist?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're condemning...
They're seizing
the property.
The mortgage.
Yeah.
From the banks. And then
that's right.
Giving the homeowner the opportunity to live in the house at sort of a lower rate.
That's the idea.
Now, the banks have been... I don't think the government should be involved in anybody's business. I just don't think that they should get involved in this kind of thing. However, banks have been who basically franchises of the Federal Reserve, which is a quasi-governmental agency. This is the government fighting itself, essentially, in my opinion. But by the way, there are small banks, and they aren't really what I'm talking about in this circumstance. But banks have been so slow, so ponderously bad at responding to people who are in trouble on their mortgages. It'd be one thing if they just say, "Hey, look, you know, you got your mortgage, the rate you got your mortgage at, go screw yourself sideways with a big purple ding dong," whatever it is that they say. Fine. But the fact is they got their bailout, and they were sort of given the mandate to go give the public their bailout. And they've been terrible at giving, at passing the bailout down, the trickle-down bailout. And that's why these cities are reacting the way they are. The last thing, as a city, you want is for a bunch of banks to own your property and for them to, I mean, take a look at what's going on in East St. Louis, and you'll just see a place that's essentially just barren. People are moving out. They can't afford it. So you know, you'd rather have people living in the houses than people, than the houses being vacant.
So does that mean you support what's going on here?
I think it's an interesting way for them to look at the problem.
Well, it's stealing.
Who's stealing from what?
The government. Okay. Anytime they use eminent domain.
Okay. We know the government's stealing. I'm with you. Who are they stealing from?
They would be stealing from the banks.
But the banks sold these mortgages out there into the ether, and they don't even know who owns them.
But we don't know which mortgages we're talking about here.
Right.
They may know who owns the mortgage. I mean, they're going to have to know who owns the mortgage to go and steal the mortgage from
them. Okay, so the banks, that's point one, and I think that it's a strong point that the banks don't even know who owns what. The banks, reacted to the marketplace by, offering these terrible investment vehicles that, got destroyed, and I think that they have some culpability for that, not just the homeowner. Secondarily, the banks took the bailouts.
And not all of the banks, as you already pointed out.
Right. Just the big ones.
Okay.
Okay, and the big ones.
We don't know who they're targeting here.
Indeed, we don't know who they're targeting here. I said I don't think the government should be involved in any of this stuff, but I'd like to say I don't think these banks acted at all righteously. And when you act in an unrighteous fashion and the government comes in and, takes advantage of the situation, color me unconcerned.
Typically, eminent domain has been used to clear property for infrastructure projects like highways, schools, and sewage plants. In this case, supporters say the public purpose is served because communities battered by foreclosures have seen tax rolls decimated and services gutted and have suffered economic blight. The plan targets homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments but underwater, meaning they owe more on the mortgage than the home is worth. And they claim that this is how it would work if they go through with their plan. The city goes to court and argues that the public purpose is served by having the county own and ultimately refinance the mortgage. The city pays fair market value to what they claim will be fair market value to the owner of the mortgage. That is usually a securitization trust, an otherwise passive financial entity used to bundle mortgages and sell pieces to investors that became a bigger part of the mortgage market during the 2000 housing boom.
So before you go on, I think that people going to prison for stealing cars is a bad idea. I think that they should be out free working in order to pay people back for the damages that they caused. However, I don't lose one wink of sleep worrying about thieves going to jail. I think it's in our marketplace predicated on people's desire for justice rather than their desire what a logical desire for justice, just sort of this emotional drive. However, in this circumstance where these banks have just screwed around, when did the mortgage bubble pop? 2007? It was 5 years ago they had the opportunity to go and the opportunity to fix these problems. They've screwed around and screwed around and screwed around when it comes to, people's mortgages.
What problems? I mean, you get into a mortgage, what the terms are.
You sign a contract.
Right. I mean, you got into an agreement, and if your housing value drops out the bottom, then that's not the bank's fault.
Look, it is the bank's fault. The banks decided to go into business with the Federal Reserve, an entity that creates money out of thin air. They benefit from that by, being essentially a franchise of the Federal Reserve. Secondarily, when the Federal Reserve and the monetary policy of the United States benefited them during the housing bubble, they certainly took all those profits. Then they took the bailouts. So the banks get all the payouts in all different directions. The middle class has lost 40% of its savings. The upper classes, i.e., people that own stock in banks, people that work at banks, and management in banks, the upper class, they didn't lose anything as far as savings goes. The banks made out. The rich people made out. Yes, people sign contracts and you should do what you say. But you should have a fair market in which to do business. And when you don't, that's a problem. It's going to cause inefficiency.
Buyer beware, man. Oh, 855-450-FREE.
No.
1-855-450-3733. If you couldn't handle the payments, then maybe you shouldn't have gotten involved in a mortgage.
Maybe they shouldn't have sold my tax money to pay off these rich guys. Middle-class people bailing out rich people.
That, but
apparently you do.
450-FREE. You take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features we have there for you. They include listening options. You can listen live to our streams, which are available to you 24/7. You can get them in three different bandwidth sizes. There's broadband, mid, and narrowband. So whatever connection works best for you. As far as your internet connection, if you're on dial-up, you got to use the narrowband option. And there are still some people that use that thing. Not many, but they're out there.
Well, you know, it's in the woods. It's not like I don't have an option. I live out in the woods. What are my options?
Listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go. Yeah, but you've got satellites, so you can probably handle the broadband stream. Radio options as well. AM and FM stations across the country, over 100 of them. You can get the list of them there over at listen.freetalklive.com. Learn about our XM channels that we're on throughout the week. The other satellite listening option is your free-to-air KU-band channel. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
A couple of days ago on the Edgington Post, is an interview program I do, and you can go to freetalklive.com and check a little bit on the left-hand side of the page, a little bit down the way, as you can see a link for Edgington Post there, and get to do shows. But I interviewed a guy named Tim Cummins. We've known Tim for some time. He does a podcast called Verbal Surgery, and in that, he just has a way of sort of making you feel better. It's a real emotional, buoying, inspirational podcast. I recommend it for you. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right, so let me just see if I've got this straight, Mark. We're talking about a California story where California cities have formed some sort of a, what they call an authority. They've got this program they're working on where essentially they're going to go to court. They will argue that the public purpose will be served by having the county own and refinance a mortgage in the case of an individual who is still current on payments but is underwater on their property. And meaning that they owe more than the property is worth. And the city then, well, presumably the judge will rule in favor of the city, because that's what judges tend to do. The city pays fair market value to the owner of the mortgage, and then the city, now the new owner of that mortgage, encourages and helps, and by the way, they're using eminent domain, in case it wasn't clear. That's how they get to just walk right in and just tell a lender that, yeah, we're going to go ahead and give you X amount of money, and you're going to give us that mortgage. Because you don't get to do that. Like, if you just walk into a bank and make them an offer of what you consider to be fair market value, they can either accept it or laugh in your face.
Even if they do accept it, they can drag their feet for 18 months till you get foreclosed upon, because they've got one side doing one thing, and you know their restructuring department doesn't speak to their foreclosure department.
So
real disaster.
The city then supposedly will encourage and help the homeowner to find refinancing. Now the principal will be lower and interest rates are historically low, so the homeowner winds up with easier monthly payments. Mortgage Resolution Partners collects a flat fee, but it's also pretty fat, $4,500 per loan for helping the city find homeowners who can be helped and for handling the other mechanics of the process. So there's some sort of group here that's going to be profiting.
Somebody always gets a payout, right?
Yep.
No, I don't.
Then, right, it's never
where's,
you and I.
Where's my payout?
You and I.
Actually, I believe this Mortgage Resolution Partners is the organization formed specifically for this purpose. So there's probably some realtors and real estate attorneys here that are the masterminds behind this particular program, and they've basically figured out a way to use the government's eminent domain process to fatten their own wallets in the process.
Well, it benefits the city in the sense that cities would rather have people in houses paying property taxes, and actually property taxes get paid by the banks. They'd rather have people in the houses keeping them looking good, taking care of the yards and doing these kind of things, you know, so they can go around and hassle them about having gardens in the front yard and stuff like that.
But these people aren't leaving. They're current on their payments. They want to go after people that are making payments because they want them to keep making payments.
Because they want them to continue to make payments. There are a lot of people out there struggling. It's not like the recovery has trickled down to the middle and lower classes at this point in a lot of cases. So
I don't know if I believe there's a recovery, Mark.
Okay, fine. They talk about a recovery. I don't care. I mean, I can't really tell one way or the other. There's some indicators going in both directions.
The company says everyone should wind up happy. The homeowners get lower payments. Cities help clean up the mortgage crisis and shore up their tax base. And the mortgage owning trusts unload a risky asset. However, Rick Rail, an eminent domain lawyer who is not connected to the company in question here, says the plan could have unintended consequences, like, you know, discouraging banks and other lenders from making any new mortgage loans in an area. So, as he points out, the lenders are going to be livid. The company says that focusing on borrowers who are current on their loans is a smart way to do business, rewarding those who are already working hard to keep their homes. But if the lenders out there can just have their loans snatched out from under them in a moment's notice because the city decides that it would be in the city's best interest to take that particular mortgage, why would they give out any mortgages anymore?
Well, they still give out some mortgages because that's what they do for business. But
it's true, but if this starts happening on a regular basis, and you know, it gets to the point where they don't know which houses are going to be good risks or not, because now all of a sudden there's the extra risk. I mean, you're already dealing with a lot of risk in owning a home, period, just from weather and other problems. But now you've got this extra risk of the city could just come in and swoop the whole deal out from under you. Why not just stick to making other loans, like car loans and stuff like that?
Well, it could drive home loans to local banks, which might be of some benefit to the municipalities also, because the local banks will be able to act more quickly, whereas the national banks probably won't act in any way, shape, or form. I mean, this is intended to be a prod against banks that have had a half a decade to do something about the crisis that was created by the housing bubble and these bad practices that were practiced by these large banks in the first place.
So what prod them into doing what? You say do something.
They're,
like what?
They're supposed to be, restructuring these mortgages.
So like refinancing them, that
well,
sort of
basically
thing?
Saying, oh, well, this house isn't worth what your mortgage is. We're going to lower your payments to this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was part of the bailout deal that they were forced into. Many banks were forced into it. As I recall, Wells Fargo was one of them that wasn't even interested in it, but the government forced them into it.
Hmm.
So... You know, yeah, I don't think that the government always has unintended consequences, but some of these foreseeable consequences these banks should have said is, well, look at this run up. The Federal Reserve's printing too much money. The interest rates on houses are too low. I mean, I should have known, but what was I, a 30-year-old account executive? These people in the banking system should understand bubbles a little better. They should have seen what was coming, and they should have had less risky investments.
Timothy Cameron, Managing Director of the Securities Industry and Financial Market Association's Asset Managers Group, told the authority that the residents of the region would find it harder to get loans and investors would suffer losses. He also said such a move would invite costly litigation. He said the use of eminent domain will do more harm than good. We need mortgage investors and lenders to come back to these fragile markets, but this plan will force both groups to avoid them. It's harder now than before to get a loan.
Oh, yeah.
Days.
Well, at one point, it was all you had to have is a heartbeat.
Right. And, I went into...
That's part of the problem.
I went into the bank recently and asked about getting a loan. And I went to a bank in which I'm a customer and have been for many years, have money, in a bank account and said, hey, look, can I possibly get pre-qualified for a loan? And they said, no way. You don't have any...
you don't have a job.
Right. You don't have any verifiable income or you don't have an IRS
return. Sorry, it doesn't work that way anymore. I mean, that was a crazy practice from the get-go.
Well, now this, they're saying, is going to make it worse if they start taking people's houses through eminent domain. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, welcome.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates, email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. You can sign up for any of them for free over at news.freetalklive.com. You'll know when, whatever there's some update about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you are on those lists, go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up. It's free, of course, news.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Anything you need to do that, you know, as far as a legal document goes, and, you know, common ones, like, you know, a patent, will, trademark, LLC, living trust, you know, whatever it is that you need to make, LegalZoom has it. And they've got it a lot cheaper than you're going to be able to get it from an attorney. Now, they aren't attorneys, but they were founded by an attorney. And Fortune magazine calls them blessedly simple. It's LegalZoom.com. I have made my will over there, and it was fast and easy. You can get $10 off your order if you use coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so let's go to you and your thoughts. Then coming up more on the EBT controversy here in a moment with the people using these welfare cards for buying things like cigarettes and alcohol. Let's go to Joe first, though, listening in Boise. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know how Jefferson, I think it was Jefferson or Adams, they had this clause in the Constitution that, hey, it's not your right, it's your responsibility to overthrow a corrupt government if they no longer are the protector of the people's rights, you know?
Was that the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence?
I think it's the Declaration of Independence also. You know what's shocking? I mean, there's all these talks about infiltrated militias and stuff. Whatever happened to the right of the citizen? The militia isn't people. It's every 18-year-old male out there. You know, I mean, there's so many people that are cowards that are afraid of, you know, fighting for freedom. It's freedom.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean when you say that?
What do I mean? They're afraid to fight against the corrupt.
Fight in what way?
Why don't people stop talking about impeaching Barack Obama and grab him? A huge mob of people running there. Yeah. Grab his ass.
I thought that's what you were getting at. Yeah, see, I don't really support violence as a solution. I don't think that is going to lead us to anything that's productive.
If they don't listen to diplomacy, though. The Declaration of Independence said that part of the reason why they broke from King George is because he wouldn't listen to their pleas, you know?
You know, I was this frustrated at some point in my life. I mean, you can see the government just doing the opposite of what it says it's going to do. It's whenever it gets involved. Yeah, they do. They do. And I was this frustrated at one point. But I want to make it clear. You don't have to be this frustrated. If you really believe in the ideas of liberty, there's a place called New Hampshire where people are moving and getting active. And these are people that aren't doing one little act that won't do anything, like grabbing one guy that claims to be the president or whatever, because that won't do anything. It won't change anything. It won't stop anything. The Constitution
might get you killed.
The Constitution is a flawed document from the beginning. Oh, you can't say that, right? This is the government. We know what the Constitution will do in 230 years because this is the government you get when you have the Constitution after 230 years. So, I mean,
you know what the word is? The word is judicial restraint. It means the same thing now as it meant back then, just without the technology.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called judicial restraint. They have too much activism in the Supreme Court. You know, it's called judicial activism.
Run into the Supreme Court and grab them and shake some sense into them.
This is
right?
The thing about the Constitution, though. Wait a second. The Constitution is the document that gives the Supreme Court appellate jurisdiction. Therefore, the Constitution says the Supreme Court says the sky is purple, then the sky suddenly is purple. And it doesn't matter what you say. You can scream to the high heavens judicial restraint, but the Constitution is, in fact, only written for the Supreme Court. It is not written for you.
But you know what the thing is, though? It doesn't give them the right to do treason. Article 3, Section 3 of our Constitution says that it's punishable by death to do treason.
But you don't decide what treason is. This is the problem with the Constitution. You know what government the Constitution brings because we have the government the Constitution brings. The Constitution was a sad little compromise with the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists trying to come up with some, you know, there was some disputes between the states or whatever, and this is what it was. This is what happens.
I disagree. I know.
If you're a true conservative, shouldn't you appreciate the Articles of Confederation over the Constitution?
I'm not a conservative.
Yeah, you jumped to a conclusion, Martin.
I think it's nonsense.
I'm not a conservative. Left-right paradigm's a joke. I'm a constitutionalist. And let me tell you, our Declaration of Independence says our rights come from God, not mankind.
Yeah, but the Declaration of Independence is a rhetorical document with no binding power.
So I'd like to follow your original point a little bit further, Joe. Let's take it to whatever conclusion it comes to. So you were advocating that people go in and grab Barack Obama. Then what?
A million people do that. We do that to
a million.
Sotomayor. We need to do that to Eric Holder. We as a nation need to
grab them. And what do you want to do when you grab them?
What do we need to do? We need to hold them for treason.
Hold them.
Are we going to use the judges that they appointed?
We need to get them all. We need to get rid of them also. They don't support our rights.
So you're going to appoint your own judges.
We're going to have the people actually have an election.
This doesn't sound very constitutional, what you're talking about here.
Hold on. Okay, you're losing me. I just want to follow, Joe, what your plan is here. Now,
my plan is to move these people that are wicked.
Does the election happen after you seize these human beings and put them into a trial of some sort?
No. They're either executed or put in prison a long
execution.
Time for their crime.
So,
well, you know, because they've broken our rule of law. They've broken God's law. They've broken.
No, I just want to just hold on. Okay, you don't have to, you know, get
if
off on that.
If we had rule of law, they wouldn't be in charge.
All right. Look, I just want to understand what your plan is. Hold on now, guys. I just want to understand what Joe's plan is. So you want to get 1 million people, go to Washington, D.C., and just start arresting politicians and judges and people like that.
Just Democrats.
Have you heard of the 10th Amendment? What does it say? It says the rights of the state and the people, not the federal, not the government. That's our right.
Well, here in New Hampshire, the 10th Amendment of the New Hampshire Constitution actually does say that you have the right to nullify governments that that are out of control. But they don't say you get to do it violently. Now, I want to just follow what you're saying here. So you go, you grab these people and then chain them up, right? And then you form some, do you go in the courthouse and take that over too?
Bingo, because okay. It's like this, you know.
So you go in, you storm the courthouse. Now, of course, you're probably going to be losing some lives during this process because likely the military is going to be trotted out to protect these individuals.
Yeah,
so.
Washington, D.C. is like a fortress.
How many people are you willing to, subject to death as a result of, you know, this particular plot?
Let me ask you one question before we go into this. Have you ever heard of the man John the Baptist in the Bible?
Yeah.
You know what John the Baptist said? He said, don't cut off a limb. He said, cut it the roots first. You need this whole system is corrupt.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The root of the Constitution is corrupt. The Constitution is a corrupt document that allows a majority, 50% plus one, to rule over minority, 50% minus one. That's corrupt. It's tyranny, and it's never going to be okay. If you want to rewrite the Constitution to have some kind of unity government where, you know, politicians have to come into agreement 100% to create laws or something, I might agree with you that you can create something like that to go on into the future. But if you have the opportunity to undo the Constitution, then you have the opportunity to create something even better than that. You can have real liberty.
All right, so I want to flesh this out a little bit further because while I'm completely opposed to violence as a solution, I'm fascinated by what you think will actually be possible here, Joe. So you want to go ahead and storm the Washington, D.C. You're probably going to lose some lives, but let's say you're successful. You manage to defeat the military and the courts, guards, court security. Just hold on. I'm gonna put you on hold.
The drones
here,
will blow them out of the sky with hellfire missiles.
Hang on, Joe. Stand by.
from a mountain on high in Denver, Colorado. This ain't
right,
1776 anymore, buddy. You're not fighting with equal weapons anymore.
He's gonna have the veterans on his side. He says.
That's
so.
Right.
Whatever. Bring Joe back.
Such
if you'll stick
people.
With us, Joe. Hang on. I want to hear more about your plot to take over Washington D.C. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one are you going to play?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign into the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make it.
Wait,
you know,
now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can support the program by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. That whatever it is you buy. So even if you're buying used items through Amazon, we'll still get a cut of that. And if you're buying brand new and getting free Super Saver shipping, as you do on a lot of their brand new items, we'll get a cut of that as well. When you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, again, shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Now, Joe had dropped off the line during the break, but he's back, and he has a plan. And, Nemi, you wanted to invite Joe into the Free Talk Live chat room.
That's right, at chat.freetalklive.com.
Now, chat.freetalklive.com gives you the full screen chat.
That's true. There's also a widget on cam.freetalklive.com.
Right, that way you can actually watch and listen to the show and chat at the same time. But yeah, so what do the chatters want to talk to this guy?
Yeah, they're interested in seeing what he has to say.
Well, they're going to find out what he has to say here, because we're going to bring him back on the air. Now, Joe, you called in to advocate violence tonight, and of course I generally am opposed to violence as a solution to any kind of problems. I think violence tends to beget violence. But nonetheless, I figured let's dig in here. Let's see exactly what your plan is. You want to take Washington, D.C. back for people who believe in the Constitution, as you proclaim to. You want to get 1 million people to D.C., to where you will then storm various different government buildings. You will then arrest government bureaucrats. You will then take, Barack Obama. You mentioned Eric Holder. You will then
let me set the record straight, okay? I didn't say just through violence. I said, if diplomacy fails, like our Constitution says, it's a right and a responsibility to, you know, overthrow a regime. I mean, you're going to wait for them for the Nazi or the communist or whatever you want to call them to kick down your door and say, you're going to the FEMA camps that don't exist, by the way. You're going there, you know, we're taking your family. If you don't like it, we're going to kill you on spot.
No, I'm not going to wait for that. I'm getting active to work for more freedom in my lifetime with other people that care about liberty and who are doing things peacefully to achieve more of it in our lifetime.
I think I started this out on the wrong foot on this one, Joe. I truly feel your frustration. I was there a few years ago. I believed that the Constitution was this document that was passed down to, you know, George Washington on Mount Vernon, by God and, interpreted to us by the great Abraham Lincoln or whatever. You know, all these folks believe that essentially it's this document from on high. But what you really have there, my opinion changed over time. And my opinion changed, and what I found frustrating is that you can't change your opinion in one, in a moment when I didn't change mine in a moment. So it's really unfair. But really, it comes down to this document, the Constitution, that you like. And remember, the Constitution was put in place by violent people, a majority of violent people. So the suggestion that violence be used against a group of people that was their government was instituted by violence really isn't that radical of a notion until you realize that these people now have the most destructive force on the planet at their disposal and that they will wipe out you and your veteran friends if you attempt to do this.
But my argument is this. See, our founding fathers didn't do it. They were pushed into a corner. They tried doing peaceful protest, activism, all that stuff. But the opposing army of tyrants, they did murder. They forced it. It's self-defense, and that stuff, that's it's justified.
So would you say it's time, though? I mean, would you say, said diplomacy first. Would you say there's been about enough of that and that it's time to go ahead and storm the Capitol?
Right. Are you in the corner now?
Well, America, these communists, UN people and the bureaucrats, they've sold out our rights to special interest groups. How in the hell is that not treason?
I'm asking you if you are painted into that corner now or if this is something that you just see coming down the road.
That's right now. That's America. And I'm an American citizen with God-given constitutional rights.
So you are ready to storm the Capitol. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah.
So can we go back to the plot?
What I was trying to say is that, let me give you an analogy. What about all these veterans that are returning from war that got all these promises from and Uncle Sam can't cash that check?
Well, the sad thing is the American citizens have been rolling over and licking their undersides for the government for generations. The veterans they've done with it. Just because you say it doesn't make it possible, Joe. The problem with violent revolution is that you have to get people willing to die on your side. That's one of the reasons that civil action tends to work better.
Me and hundreds of millions of people worldwide like freedom. We don't like slavery. And you know what? What about all the veterans out there that saw who they were really fighting for and stuff after, and they came back and they couldn't even get decent work?
The Constitution allows slavery.
Oh, look, have you ever seen that movie Rambo 1?
What does that have to do with it? Joe, wait. The Constitution allows slavery. You said you like freedom. And what I'm trying to point out to you is the Constitution, she ain't about freedom.
Well, you know what? It is about freedom. And see, our rights come from God. Not
you're wrong. No, if your rights come from God, what's that have to do with the Constitution?
It has to do that the founding fathers weren't deists like the liberal agenda says. They were Christians.
Well,
and they
Thomas Jefferson was a
morality.
Deist.
Morality.
Wait, I thought morality. You were outside just, the right left
paradigm. Wait. Morality doesn't have anything to do with religion either. Morality is an operating system for getting along well in life.
Oh, I beg to differ. The original 13 constitutions for the original 13 states had a requirement in the text. If you don't believe it, go and research it. That you have to be a professing Protestant Christian. They believe that this was necessary to the balancing of a just society. If you can't be, if you're not afraid of something that's immortal, to judge you, how can you be expected to be truthful in front of human beings?
Would Jesus, you talk about, so you're a Christian, Joe?
Absolutely.
Would Jesus join your little revolution, your violent revolution?
Well, you know what? It's considered.
Is that
bad.
A no?
It's in self-defense. He would. Yes,
wait a minute.
He would. He's not.
Oh, it's in self-defense.
Does Jesus prefer 223 rounds or 506?
That's not funny. Why are you mocking me?
Because you're talking about Jesus joining your revolution
and killing people.
And killing people. I'm just asking you. Does Jesus prefer tumbling 2-2-3 rounds of isn't it the European 506? I really don't know what I'm talking about.
7-6-2 by 3-9. But look,
awesome. Thank you.
The basic thing, okay?
Jesus says Luke, 7.
In Luke 22, I think 26, he tells the disciples, you sell your coat and buy a sword if you don't have one. Unjust war is murder, but you have a right and a responsibility to protect your family. First Timothy says,
Joe, before you go on,
sure, there's all kinds of excuses for violence out there.
You know, we really need it for the promo. Could you just repeat that Jesus wants that 7-2-6 round just for me?
I didn't say that.
Hey, Joe, can we get back
to... more mad than you were
Joe,
earlier.
Can we get back to this plot here? I thought you were outside of the left-right spectrum.
I'm an elected Republican, Joe.
Oh, uh-oh.
I thought he was outside of the left-right spectrum. Didn't he tell us earlier that he was outside, he'd have risen above the left-right spectrum,
He's a constitutionalist.
By calling us liberals. Look, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, and I am definitely outside of the left-right spectrum.
It's hard to internalize this stuff. It took me years.
What happens after, though? I mean, he just hung up, so we don't get to find out. I really wanted to continue, his plot. So he was going to take over D.C. He was going to,
that he wants to get in charge.
People.
Get in charge.
Right, and then he was going to, defeat the military and the police and the sheriffs with his team of veterans. Of course, he doesn't know about their secret weapon, which is the Boy Scouts, who've been secretly training, apparently. We found this out last night.
Right.
One of our callers said that the Boy Scouts are secretly training to fight angry military veterans who are going to try to overthrow the government.
That doesn't seem very likely to me.
No, it doesn't. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so they're going to take Barack Obama and Eric Holder and all the other politicians that they don't like, string them up on some sort of new court system. They're going to take over the courts, and then I guess they're just going to go ahead and install their buddies, right? Because that's how it works. When you do a violent takeover, you then have all of the assets of the former government at your disposal once you've defeated enough of the government agents that are trying to defend their status quo. You then have all of their assets at your disposal, the spoils of war, and then you... Are we to believe that he'll then reinstate the Constitution in the way that he thinks it should be interpreted? Is that the idea?
That's the problem with the Constitution. It's a relatively fluid document that's only intended to be interpreted by the Supreme Court, or at least, that's how it's ended up.
And, of course, he's going to have to really start to crack down, because I imagine if he takes D.C. by force, which is what his plan is, if he takes D.C. by force and somehow has some miraculous success at that, then it's not going to end there.
People are going to take D.C.
out
of this.
Did he say it was unarmed?
They were just grabbing people. You don't need guns to grab.
You need guns to get into the room
right.
where they
Jesus
keep the
wouldn't carry a 506 round or whatever he saw. I wouldn't carry an AK.
Well, if he's Jesus, he just needs his bare hands anyway, right?
855-450-FREE. That's
God's
the SACL
will.
CAI.
He'll cast the demons out of those people.
Look, violence doesn't work. It doesn't. Is not a solution. It is not going to bring about more freedom. We can talk more about that here.
From the pigs to the pigs.
Coming up in hour number 3, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.